Welcome here. Welcome from wherever you have come from places of hurry and anxiety, from places of mourning and sadness, from places of joy and celebration, from places of confusion and wondering, from places of satisfaction and contentment, from wherever you have come, you are welcome. We are here tonight to welcome Jesus, this servant King who is our God, into the lowly stable grounds of our lives and hearts, the places that we may deem unfit or unacceptable for a king to make his dwelling. These are the very places he wants to make his home. For Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus chose to become human and live as one of us. He chose to know what it is like to be hungry, to hurt, to cry, to lose a loved one, to be betrayed, to love and not receive it in return, to feast, to laugh, to be tired, to work hard long days. And he chose to love us even unto death. He chose to experience the most terrible part of humanity. He did not think so highly of his immortality as God that he would not go to the furthest extent to prove his love for us by defeating death. No one had ever seen God before, but God's only Son, Jesus, the closest person to God, made God and his heart for humanity known to us. And so, God has exalted him to the highest place and given him a fame that can never be matched. The angels surround him, singing, "Holy, holy, holy." We were reminded of this by the children's presentation on Sunday, and the glitter on the stage serves as a reminder of the worship that is going on in heaven even now. And yet, even in that most high and exalted place, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father and is also interceding for us. He is thinking of you even now. His heart is for you even now. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. How worthy is Jesus of our praise. There will come a day when everyone will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So tonight, we invite you to join in confessing Jesus Christ as your Lord. He knows your need. Our weakness is no stranger to him. Behold your King, before him lowly bend. We invite you to join in singing with us at the times when lyrics appear on the screen. Let us worship our King.
Christmas is a time for that warm and cozy feeling. The babe in the manger, the candlelight, the music of Christmas. But just a minute. What if we get so wrapped up in the tinsel and the trappings that we forget what Christmas is really about? What if?
What if the star that shone so bright on Bethlehem on that holy night had never shone on that manger bed where King Jesus laid his tiny head?
Then the wise men, seeking for the King, would not have beheld this wondrous thing, God's own Son come from heaven above to show the earth his Father's great love.
And what if the angel choir that sang from heaven above till the whole earth rang had never told of the Savior's birth, nor sung their song of peace on earth?
Then the shepherds watching their flocks by night wouldn't have seen this glorious sight, nor hurried to Bethlehem to see Christ come to earth for you and for me.
And what if the innkeeper's heart had been cold, and Mary and Joseph had been gruffly told, "There's no room in the inn, neither large or small. No room in my stable, there's no room at all."
Then Mary and Joseph would never have found a stable warm with the animals around. There in a manger, cradled in the hay, Jesus the Christ child, their baby they lay.
And what if Caesar hadn't wanted to count each one in his kingdom, so he knew the amount of people who lived in the Roman Empire? "Each one to his own town," said the town crier.
Then Mary and Joseph would not have seen the crowd of Bethlehem, for they would have been at home in Nazareth, in Galilee, with their friends and neighbors and family.
And what if the angel had never told Joseph in a dream, "Do not be afraid, be bold. Go and take Mary home to be your wife, and call her son Jesus. He'll change your life."
Then Joseph would never have called Mary's son Jesus, "God with us. Yes, he's the one," nor taken Mary to Bethlehem town, just as Isaiah had written it down.
And what if Gabriel had not come to say, "Mary, God's favor is with you today. Your son will be special, God's holy child. He'll be great and mighty and undefiled."
Then Mary would never have been the one to be the mother of God's only son. We wouldn't have Christmas or know of God's love, his mercy, his goodness, his gift from above. But it didn't happen that way.
Mary and Joseph and all of the rest did the Lord's will. They gave him their best. God had a plan, and each one did their part. They served him and loved him with all of their heart.
So we have Christmas and know of God's love, his goodness, his mercy, his gift from above. Listen again as we tell the old story of how Jesus came down from heaven's glory.
God sent Gabriel to Mary to say, "Mary, God's favor is with you today. Your son will be special, God's holy child. He'll be great and mighty and undefiled."
Joseph had a dream in which he was told, "Be not afraid," the angel said. "Be bold. God says to take Mary home as your wife and name her son Jesus. He'll change your life."
At that time, Caesar asked for a count of all in the land, so he knew the amount of people who lived in the Roman Empire, each one to his town, said the town crier.
Mary and Joseph the law did obey, and set off to Bethlehem, miles away, instead of being home in Nazareth in Galilee, with their friends and neighbors and family.
Now Bethlehem was crowded, but they found a stable warm with the animals around. There in a manger, cradled in the hay, Jesus, the Christ child, their baby they lay.
Out on the hills, watching their flocks that night, shepherds were awed by a glorious sight. God's angels told them of the Savior's birth and of peace and goodwill to all on earth.
Oh,
Then the whole choir of angels sang and glorified God till the whole earth rang. And shepherds hurried to Bethlehem to see Christ come to earth for you and for me.
Bethlehem town, a star shone so bright that it filled the sky with its heavenly light. It shone its light on the manger bed where King Jesus laid his tiny head.
Thank you.
wise men beheld this wondrous star. Following its light, they came from afar to find the King, God's own Son from above, to worship and adore Him, God's gift of love.
What if, like Mary and all the rest, we did God's will and gave Him our best? What if today each of us did our part? We served Him and loved Him with all our heart.
In faith, let us come to the stable small and worship the child born to save us all. Lift up your voice, join the angels and sing. Tell the whole world of the birth of our King.
Thank you. What if all of those who were asked to have a part in the birth of the Savior would simply not have been interested and just walked away from the invitation to participate? The angel never gave the message. Mary never heard it. Joseph was given no instructions. No angel choirs ventured out to sing. Wise men, they had other better things to do. Shepherds, unwilling to be interrupted. But it didn't happen that way. Instead, Mary and Joseph did the Lord's will, gave him their best. Gabriel sent the message. Shepherds responded. Wise men came to worship. And we, like all the rest, are invited to serve the King and to love him with all of our hearts. Come and worship with our lives. Let's bow to pray. Incarnate God, this night we remember when the soles of your feet touched this earth where we dwell. We recall your coming into the lowliest of dwellings, a stable for cattle. We give you thanks for coming as an infant, taking on all the qualities and characteristics of humans, providing a fuller picture of who you are and what we might become through your transforming power and love. In the midst of the distractions and expectations of the season, empower us to hear and receive the good news of great joy given on this special night to the shepherds. Awaken within us the uninhabited delight of a child, the energy of youth, and the capacity of the elderly to see the bigger picture of what you were up to in this world. In the name of the one called Jesus, whom we call Emmanuel, we pray. Amen. Our closing song tonight will be We Light a Thousand Candles. Verse 1 will be sung from the stage, and when the words come onto the screen, we invite you to join us for the rest of the verses. During this time, we will light the candles from the aisle and invite you to spread the light to your neighbor till all the candles have been lit. Just a reminder to the younger children, these are live candles and they do drip hot wax if not held upright. After we are done, there are containers at the end of the benches where you may place your blown-out candle. I invite the women to begin.